During the late 1800s, wheat production made Ohio one of the leading grain-growing states in the U.S. As prairie land was settled and major wheat growing moved westward, the grain became less important to the state's agricultural economy. Corn and soybeans became the staple of Ohio's agriculture, and now wheat fields are few and far between in the Ohio countryside. When bakers at Dorothy Lane Market wanted to find sources of locally raised wheat for their artisanal bread and other bakery items, a trio of local farmers looked to the history books and found a solution. Today on County Lines, producer Renee Wild breaks bread with those three Waynesville friends.
Ed Hill loves a challenge.
Yeah, don't tell us we can't do something, because we can and will. That's our motto.
Ed owns Hill Family Farms. And in addition to raising and selling poultry, this farmer has a hobby of growing heritage and ancient varieties of grain.
All generations back behind me were farmers, so I decided to study what my dad was all about and my uncles, and that ended up being grain.
When Ed heard that the bakers at Dorothy Lane Market were looking for a locally produced hard wheat for making bread, he immediately thought of the ancient grain that was growing in a test plot on his farm. Before the Mennonites fled Russia under the Tsars, they had their children go out into the fields and pick out the best wheat seeds, which were a variety called Turkey Red. The Mennonites carried those seeds with them through Holland before ending their transcontinental journey in the breadbasket of the U.S. Dale Friesian's grandparents were some of the children that harvested those original Turkey Red wheat seeds.
That's the wheat that our group of Mennonite farmers, as they came to the United States, brought with them for seed wheat.
Dale grew up in a sod house on the plains of Nebraska. He was turning 90 on the day of our interview. Dale's the historian of the group, and he has hardback binders full of articles and photos about the grain.
Later on, in the late 40s, I think, other wheats came in that stood shorter because Turkey Red wheat was a very tall wheat. The smaller wheat produced more, and so Turkey Red sort of lost out.
Ed got a hold of some of the wheat seeds from a seed bank, and he and Dale grew a plot of the Turkey Red wheat. The seeds produced a hearty, nutty-tasting wheat bread. The bakers at Dorothy Lane Market featured the ancient grain for a month, and the bread was a success. The bakers had to portion out the grain in order to have enough loaves to last for the whole month. With the help of a third farmer, Danny Jones, the three friends now grow 50 acres of beautiful amber waves of ancient grain from October through July on Danny's farm in Waynesville, Ohio.
It's a hard winter red wheat. Like Dale said, it grows really tall. We're still learning what it does here in Ohio. The wheat that most people grow are a soft winter wheat, and it's a hybrid. It makes a lot higher yield, but it doesn't have anywhere near the flavor or the qualities. I mean, when you see the Turkey Red field, that's just something to see.
Recently, Danny decided to take their project one step further and began milling their wheat.
And we was having it milled away from here, and I wasn't happy with the quality and what we was getting back. So we went to North Carolina and bought our own stone mill, and we're grinding it ourselves.
These three friends are part of the Heritage Wheat Renaissance that's helping to bring agricultural diversity back to the Ohio countryside and into our kitchens.
It's all about a dream. It's all about, wouldn't it be cool?
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Waynesville, Ohio.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.